Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Day two of Steelers training camp in the books, the first full practice for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 2018 season. We have reports of all of it today. It was a good practice for the Steelers. We got a lot of answers to a lot of the questions we've been asking about all offseason. Who's going to play free safety? Where does Mason Rudolph fit on the depth chart at this point? Who's going to be the starting outside receiver with AB and Juju? We got some answers to the kick and punt return battles as far as who's going to be competing there, where Jalen Samuels will be used. Is he going to be an X factor in this offense? All of that today on Locked On Steelers. But let's start today, as we do every day, with some news and notes. The Steelers cut Bryce Harris, the tackle who failed his conditioning test on the opening day of training camp. In his place, they signed cornerback Malik Reeves. I didn't see Reeves out there today, so I'm not sure. I got to look up what number he plays. I didn't really see him out there. He may have done some individual drills. I didn't see him in team drills, so we'll see how he gets worked in, where he fits in on the defense as we go. Look, this does leave the Steelers offense down an offensive lineman. I think they only have 12 on the roster total at this point, so they may have to make another move and kind of bring in another offensive line. Remember, a lot of people thought Bryce Harris, and I was included in this group, I thought Bryce Harris could compete for a spot on the 53-man roster. So having to cut him because of that conditioning test certainly hurts. All right, then let's get to day two of camp. It was a good, fun day of practice. We got to see our first glimpses of, you know, kind of the new wrinkles in Randy Feuchner's offense. We got to see how this defense is going to line up with so many new faces on it, where are certain guys going to fit in. And let's start there. Let's start with the depth chart and just go over kind of position by position how guys were lining up today. At quarterback, interesting here. Ben Roethlisberger, of course, your starter. Landry Jones running with the twos. Dobbs with the threes. And Mason Rudolph running fourth string today. Didn't get a lot of reps. In fact, there were a lot of team drills that Mason Rudolph really just didn't take any reps in at all. Not to say that he wasn't good out there today. I thought actually Mason Rudolph had a pretty good day. But at this point on the roster, he is the fourth string. And if you're Josh Dobbs at this point, that's a little discouraging. I mean, I know you're ahead of Mason Rudolph, but Mason Rudolph, very unlikely to get cut. And if you're Josh Dobbs, really the only way you're making this roster at this point is if Mason Rudolph were to beat out Landry Jones for that backup spot. Rudolph getting fourth team reps at this point, not getting a ton of reps, again, doesn't bode well for that either. So we'll see how that plays out. Again, I thought Mason Rudolph had a good day. I expect him to move up the depth chart probably quickly. We'll see what happens as we go forward. At running back, James Conner, of course, running with the ones. The second string, Jalen Samuels, the X factor we've been talking about all offseason. I wasn't convinced that he was going to be this high on the depth chart, especially this early. I mean, for him to be above Stephen Ridley, above Fitzgerald Toussaint, think about what Tomlin likes to do with these rookies coming in and playing them behind veterans and making them earn it. He's not doing that with Samuels. He wants to see Samuels in there getting the reps, using him, you know, in these kind of X factor ways that we've been talking about. And he certainly did that today. I mean, Samuels got a ton of reps at second string, and he got a ton of reps all over the field. He was used on the outside. You know, he was used at running back and really at receiver. I mean, he was a slot receiver. He was split out wide. He was used all over the field, and there were plays designed for him. Really encouraging sign for Jalen Samuels. At wide receiver, of course, AB and Juju, you know, were there. AB on the outside, Juju in the slot most of the day. Justin Hunter starting outside with the first string. Not James Washington just yet. Now, we'll see how that goes through camp, right? As I said before, I think Justin Hunter was always going to start here, but we'll see if he can maintain that role as we get through camp. One thing I should mention here is that Justin Tucker also saw plenty of first-team reps today in the slot in place of Juju. I'm not saying he's going to unseat Juju for a starting spot on this team, but interesting to see Marcus Tucker getting a lot of reps there. We'll see how that goes, especially now that the Steelers have re-signed Eli Rogers. How many of those first team reps is Tucker going to be getting after Rodgers comes back and is healthy? Is he going to be ahead of Eli Rogers in camp? We'll see. That's going to be another interesting thing to watch. Second team wide receivers, Darius Heyward-Bey on the outside, James Washington on the other side, and then Marcus Tucker in the slot. So right now, James Washington running second team outside wide receiver. He did play a little bit in the slot today as well. James Washington got a couple reps in the slot, but the majority of the day he spent on the outside. At tight end, Vance McDonald, your number one tight end on this team, got a ton of looks. I mean, you know, he was almost a focal point of the offense today. He got a ton of looks. Jesse James, your number two tight end. And again, the Steelers are still using a lot of multiple tight end sets. So there were a lot of plays where McDonald and James were on the field at the same time. Xavier Grimble, still your third tight end. And again, he was on the field a lot with Jesse James, with Vance McDonald. He was rotated in as well. It's hard to get a sense at this point the ordering of the tight ends beyond those three, right? Because again, the Steelers are using so many multiple tight end sets. It's hard for me to get an idea of, you know, who's the fourth tight end at this point. Something I'm going to keep an eye on as we go. But as I've said, I mean, it's going to be tough for any of those tight ends not named Vance McDonald, Jesse James, and Xavier Grimble to make this roster. At offensive line, I got to be honest, the offensive line was working out on the other side of the field from me, so I didn't get a good chance to look at them. It's first day of training camp for me, too. So I will try to do a better job in the coming days of watching the offensive line, trying to get a better view of them. I did notice that Chucks Okorafor, our third-round pick, was playing left tackle with the second unit today. So that's encouraging. Again, left tackle, a key spot on the offensive line, and for them to feel comfortable with Chucks playing that early on in his career is encouraging. At inside linebacker, another place where there's been a lot of question marks, Tyler Matakevich starting at inside linebacker. And this is something we saw at minicamp. This is something we saw at OTAs. It is continuing now in training camp. Tyler Matakevich is your starting inside linebacker to start training camp in the base defense. It should be noted, though, when they go to nickel, John Bostic comes in and Matakevich comes out. So we'll see how this plays out throughout. You know, I mean, again, the Steelers don't play a ton of base defense anymore. It's you know, I think the majority of the defense was some sort of sub package last season. So we're talking about a percentage of reps throughout a season. Even if it stays the way it is, where Matakevich is your starter and Bostic comes in the nickel, essentially Bostic will get more snaps. Second team was John Bostic and LJ Fort as your kind of base inside linebackers. And then third string, Matthew Thomas and Darnell Leslie. So Matthew Thomas right now running with the third team. Of course, you know, that was always going to be the case. It'll be interesting to see, though, if he can push LJ Fort for a spot on that second unit. At corner, Joe Haden, Artie Burns, your outside corners, Mike Hilton in the slot. I will say this. Artie had actually a pretty good day today. I don't know that as much as I like Cam Sutton, I don't know that he's going to be pushing Artie Burns for a starting spot. I may have been too quick on that one. But looking at the second unit, Cody Sensabaugh, Brian Allen are your outside corners at this point, and Cam Sutton getting reps as your second unit slot corner. So he's kind of a utility guy in this secondary right now, because if you look at the third string, the third unit, he's playing on the outside. So Cam Sutton goes from playing slot within the second unit to playing outside corner with the third unit alongside Jamar Summers, who's playing the other outside role, and then Deshaun Phillips playing in the slot in the third unit. At safety, we finally have an answer here. Shawn Davis is playing free safety. I mean, it was pretty much widely assumed all offseason that would be the case. But here we are at the start of camp, and yes, Shawn Davis played exclusively free safety today. I didn't see him really, you know, it wasn't like a rotation thing. It wasn't Burnett playing free sometimes. Shawn Davis was playing deep middle pretty much the entire day. And Morgan Burnett was playing pretty much all day near the line of scrimmage, covering tight ends, covering running backs out of the backfield. The second unit was Terrell Edmonds and Nat Burr, who we signed from the Giants. They were switching between free and strong on certain plays. So I didn't, you know, again, I was trying to get a sense for, do they feel like Edmonds is more of a free or more of a strong through one day? I can't get a sense for that yet. They were switching back and forth. And then third team, it seemed like it was Jordan Dangerfield and Marcus Allen at this point. Again, I didn't get a sense for which was playing free or which was playing strong. The punt return line was an interesting one. Quadri Henderson, Cam Sutton, Justin Thomas. That was your punt return line. Now, I think some other guys took some reps there. I think Joe Haden caught one. I wouldn't expect Joe Haden to be the punt returner this year. It was interesting, though, because those were really the only three guys that took multiple reps at punt return. And if you think about those three players, I mean, Quadri Henderson didn't see a ton of reps at wide receiver today. In fact, I think he saw very, very few reps at wide receiver today, especially in team drills. Justin Thomas saw way more at wide receiver in team drills, but, you know, he was buried on third and fourth team. So the only player at punt return right now who's, you know, got a real chance of making the roster at a position other than punt returner is Cam Sutton, right? So the question is Cam Sutton kind of the punt returner at this point, and one of these guys would have to beat him out? Or are the Steelers looking at Eli Rogers being your punt returner again when he's healthy? I guess the other thing to mention is that, you know, I mean, Antonio Brown was still returning punts at the end of last season, so could he be the punt returner again as well? We'll see. I thought it was interesting that there weren't more guys in that line, more guys competing in the punt return line, something I'll continue monitoring as camp goes along. But at this point, the punt return line was Quadri Henderson, Cam Sutton, Justin Thomas. The kick return line was Juju, Stephen Ridley, Marcus Tucker, James Washington, Justin Hunter. I mean, it was a long line. And there were other guys that were taking reps in there as well. But those five took the majority of the kick return reps. I mean, Juju was the kick returner a year ago. I don't know that the Steelers want to risk that again. Ridley was interesting because the Steelers like to use running backs in that kick return role. We'll see how Marcus Tucker, James Washington, Justin Hunter, I thought was interesting. We'll see how that goes. So again, that I think is an open competition at this point. Juju probably has the inside track, but I don't know that the Steelers want him to be the kick returner going forward. And then the other thing I want to mention as we start talking about kind of what the pecking order is for a lot of these guys. One thing I found interesting was the lineup when it came to the quarterback wide receiver drills. So when this happens, when they do the quarterback wide receiver drills, they split it off into two groups. You have Ben's group where Ben's throwing pretty much every pass, right? And then you have another group where the quarterbacks are kind of splitting reps between, and you split the wide receivers in two. So it's like an A group and a B group. On Ben's group, it was AB, Juju, Justin Hunter, Darius Heyward-Bey, Marcus Tucker. So no James Washington yet in that group, which I thought was really interesting. James Washington was with the other group with Dobbs, Landry, and Mason Rudolph. We'll see if that changes again. Well, again, we'll see how that changes as we go. But, you know, Marcus Tucker certainly getting a lot of looks early on in camp right now. And again, I'll be interested to see not just what happens once James Washington gets some practices under his belt, but also what happens when Eli Rogers comes back. I think that's going to be another interesting moment. Before we continue, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast. I know sometimes you can find it hard to find the time to go to the gym. I know I do. So why not bring the gym home to you? Nordic Track has a series of training equipment to give you amazing workouts in the convenience of your home. They have treadmills, exercise bikes, incline trainers, strength training. The best part is that all of these devices either come with a high-quality screen or tablet, meaning that you can join high-energy streamed workouts any time of day without stepping out the door. You're going to join streamed workouts in both studios or even exotic destinations throughout the world. If you've ever wanted to start your day with a run through the streets of Paris, end with cross-training on the shores of Thailand, or even work out on the African safari, Nordic Track has workouts that are led by top personal trainers to make sure you meet your fitness goals. We have a special offer for listeners of Locked On Steelers. You get $75 off your Nordic Track purchase by visiting nordictrack.com/lockedon and use the offer code locked on at checkout. Again, nordictrack.com/lockedon. Use the offer code locked on during checkout. You're going to save $75 off your purchase. All right, now let's get back to the play on the field. One of the most interesting things throughout the day, again, like I said, was the lack of reps for Mason Rudolph. Again, you know, he didn't get a ton of reps in team drills, right, in the 11-on-11, 7-on-7 drills. In fact, he didn't get any reps in seven shots. His first throw of the day was at the wide receiver's feet in the quarterback wide receiver drills. His first throw was literally like at the receiver's feet, which is something I worried about with him. You know, we evaluated him on this podcast. One of the things I really worried about was the velocity on his throws, right? Sometimes he just kind of leaves it out there. And that was one of those plays that he just kind of, you know, didn't put enough on it. You know, the question for me was always, is it arm strength or is it some sort of mechanical issue? His velocity got a lot better as the day went on. And there were times when he really fired it in there and showed the kind of cannon arm that he does have. So I think some of that is probably mechanical, and we'll see how Randy Feuchner can work that out with Mason Rudolph. Again, I thought he got better as the day went on, but we'll see how he does as camp goes on. When it got to 11-on-11, again, a lot of the reps that he did, like, he didn't get a lot of reps, but a lot of the reps that he did get were runs. So he didn't get a lot of opportunities to throw either. And the first opportunity that he did get to throw, he lost the ball as he went to throw it. So probably some rookie jitters there for Mason Rudolph. I give him credit on this one, though. The very next play, it's another play action, and he found a wide open receiver over the middle. A beautiful throw, great read. The crowd loved it. I mean, it was a eye-opening moment watching Mason Rudolph throw that pass, especially coming off of the play he had just before it. Not a great day for Mason Rudolph because, again, he didn't get a ton of reps. I thought that play, though, certainly stuck out as a, you know, as kind of a just a glimpse of what Mason Rudolph could be a couple years from now. There was a fun moment on a fly drill. There was the quarterbacks and wide receivers were doing a drill where Ben would call out ball when the receiver should look for the ball on a fly route. On one play, he claimed that Juju cheated, so he made Juju come back and do it again. And the second time Juju ran it, instead of throwing a fly route again, he threw him a bullet pass, and he called ball just when, like, the ball was on, basically on Juju's face. Juju turned, adjusted, made an pretty easy catch for Juju. I thought that was a really cool moment. Again, another one of those moments that the crowd loved. And then probably the highlight of the day was Artie's pick six. Ben was throwing a comeback. I think this was either in 7-on-7s or 11-on-11, but Ben threw a comeback to AB. And I mean, as soon as Ben threw the ball, he shouted, no. He knew it was bad coming out of his hand and already had an easy pick cutting underneath the route and would have taken it to the house if this were a live game situation. The crowd loved it, of course. I mean, you can tell. It's funny because, you know, being in that crowd, the Steeler fans want this defense to be great again. And that was a big moment for, it was probably the best moment for the defense today. Again, no pads. So it's, you know, it's tough for the defense to make a ton of plays out there because you don't want to be doing any kind of live hitting. But I thought that was a big play. In seven shots, if you're not familiar with seven shots, it's been a tradition throughout Steelers camp over the past couple seasons. The offense and the defense vie for seven shots from the 2-yard line. The offense won today 4-3. Although I gotta say, one of them was a pass from Landry Jones over the middle that got batted in the air. Somehow Marcus Tucker came down with it, but that could have easily been an interception. There were some interesting plays there throughout seven shots. I thought some interesting play designs. They had one where they split Connor, or they rotated Connor out wide, and then kind of ran a little rub slant route with him, got him an easy slant catch over the middle. What was another one? The fourth attempt was a slant to Jalen Samuels, where they lined Jalen Samuels out wide, ran him on a slant route. He was wide open, just dropped it. I don't know if he lost the ball in the air or something, or he was. I don't know what happened, but he dropped it, but he was wide open. It was interesting to watch Samuels be lined out all the way out wide. There was another one where it was a fly or is a fade route to James Washington. And I thought this play was interesting because one of the things we heard about James Washington throughout this process is how good he is with his hands, how good he is in combat catch situations. This is one where it was another combat catch situation, but he didn't bring it down. I thought that was interesting. It was very good coverage by Cody Sensabaugh on the play. I'm not going to pass judgment on James Washington for one play, but it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to watch him, continue in those kind of moments throughout camp. Some final thoughts before we wrap up today. Every team drill started with this lineup. AB on the outside, Juju on the other side, and Vance McDonald in the slot. I thought that formation, and Jesse James at tight end. I thought that was a really interesting formation. I would look for that formation throughout the year. I mean, the Steelers clearly were going to it a lot in this practice, and it can be deadly. I mean, you think about Vance McDonald lining up in the slot like that, Jesse James at tight end, and AB and Juju on the outside. Ton of weapons out there, especially when we start adding Le'Veon Bell to that mix. The Vance McDonald hype is real. In fact, I would say get on the hype train now while there's still room. There were a ton of looks for him today. He looked great. I think he's going to really be a focal point for the offense, again, if he stays healthy. Another tight end that looked really good today, I thought was Xavier Grimble, actually. He was really good, especially in the team drills. Especially in the position drills. In the team drills, I don't think he didn't really have a lot of opportunity there. But he showed really good hands, smooth route running in those. And again, the quarterback tight end drills, there were some other drills throughout the day that I thought he looked pretty good in. He's got, the guy is ripped. I mean, the guy's a super athlete, right? It's all been about putting his game together and being more consistent. We'll see. I thought he had a good start to the 2018 camp. Jalen Samuels is the X factor we thought he was going to be. You know, again, first of all, he's running with the second team. I mean, so that's encouraging in and of itself, right? This is a guy who coming out of college, is he a running back? You know, what positions is he really going to play? Seeing him get reps, not just at running back, but all over the field, but ahead of Ridley, ahead of Toussaint, shows you the kind of trust and the belief that the coaching staff has in Jalen Samuels. And they used him, again, all over the field. He was split out wide. He was in the slot. He was at running back. He was everywhere. You know, we'll see how that continues. But he got his chances to be that kind of X factor that he has been billed to be. Another thing I liked about camp today was the defense and how vocal they were. Again, it's hard to evaluate the defense without them wearing pads. But I did think Terrell Edmunds was especially vocal on a lot of his reps, both before and after the play. I mean, there was a play where he was encouraging Cody Sensabaugh after a missed opportunity. Cody had a chance to bat one away and missed it. And Edmunds came over and was encouraging. Sean Davis as well. Sean Davis actually got more and more vocal as practice went on, calling things out both before the play and during. I like to see that from the defense. Again, the communication issues is something we've talked about many, many times, and this is the kind of this is the start of fixing that. So good to see that. Another player I'm encouraged by is Morgan Burnett, and really the thing I'm encouraged by here is how the Steelers are using Morgan Burnett. The fact that they're not trying to put him in a free safety spot where, you know, he kind of doesn't belong. He was covering the tight end on almost every play. And if he wasn't covering the tight end, he was covering a running back. And you consider how much success offenses have had against running or using running backs, using tight ends against our defense. That was encouraging. We'll see how he does, you know, in live game situations when he's covering those guys. But at least the Steelers are trying to attack that in a different way in 2018. And then, you know, Marcus Tucker is another guy we should talk about. Because again, like I've said, he was getting a lot of looks, especially with the ones. We'll see if that continues as camp continues, but, you know, he's running with the ones more often than not, more than James Washington is at this point. Now, when Eli Rogers returns, will that be the case? We shall see, right? But early on, Marcus Tucker getting his chances with the first string. And then the best news of the day, and we'll end on this. According to Mike Tomlin, fully healthy. Pittsburgh Steelers fully healthy after day one of camp. No injuries to speak of. So we'll, you know, that anytime the Steelers can come out of one of these practices fully healthy, you got to figure that was a successful day for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, the pads don't come on until Saturday, so that's probably when we have to more worry about injury, but good to see that the Steelers got through today relatively injury free. I will be back at Steelers training camp tomorrow. I'll be back here on Locked On Steelers to tell you all about it. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry. And again, I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.